Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You're not going to be able to impress God with how much you know about Him. Come on, think about that now. Every one of us need to watch this. Don't mock anybody from any other denomination or group. Don't make fun of anybody. If you see something they're still confused about, it's the grace of God. And truth is, there's some stuff you don't see. Just like stuff they don't see. But the problem is, you know why you don't know it? You don't see it. But somebody else could be looking at you doing the same thing. It's foolish. And what you should be looking for is not how much somebody knows, how many scriptures they can quote, how many hours they told you they logged in prayer. Man, I was able to spend 2 whole hours praying today. Well, you sound like it's a job. If you're spending 2 whole hours with somebody you really love, are you marking the time? Okay, that's it. I can go now, right? See, it's a wrong mentality. If we know Him, if we're experiencing Him, if we're loving Him, it takes it beyond duty. It's not a job. Well, let's get up. We have to go to church. Okay, I forgot. We got to read our chapter. Come on. All right, let's hurry up. No, we get to. We get to go to church. We get to pray. We get to read our chapter. Because we want to. Come on, am I by myself or not? We want to read our chapter. We want to hear about our God who loves us and whom we love. What did he say to me? We want to go and fellowship with His people that He loves. We're His heart. We are His people. We're His heart. We're the apple of His eye. We're what He loves. Keep reading. If any man love God, not know a bunch about God, if you love God, the same is known of Him. Now, why would you say that? Doesn't God know everybody? Actually, not in this sense. No, He does not know everybody. Remember, Jesus said, He's going to say to some people, depart from me. I never knew you. Now, when he says no here, he's talking about interaction. He's talking about experience. The Bible uses that language between husbands and wives. Adam knew his wife Eve. They had intimate relations. We're supposed to have intimate relations with God. We're supposed to interact with Him and Him reveal Himself to us. And us not just know about Him, but get to know Him. Not just learn a bunch of stuff and take a bunch of notes about Him, but experience Him. Not everybody on the planet's going to get that. Not even every churchgoer is going to get that. Who's going to get it? Go to John, the 14th chapter. Who's going to get it? Very specific. Group of people, to those that love Him. Hallelujah. Who's going to get it? Those who love Him. Who loves Him? Who loves Him? There's a lot of folks that talk a lot about him, but truth is, you can just tell by being around them, they don't love him that much. It's more of a mental thing. But if you love him, a lover of God can immediately recognize another lover of God. Can't they? Can't they? I don't care what denomination, I don't care what background, what country, what culture, a man or woman that loves God can immediately recognize another one. They're not somebody that wants to fight over doctrine or over scripture. They're not somebody that wants to fight over baptismal formula or this or that or Greek names or Hebrew names. There's somebody whose eyes light up when they start talking about Jesus. Come on, are you listening? Somebody, the tone in their voice picks up and you hear an excitement when they start talking about their Father, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Takes one to know one. But when you are one, you recognize another one right off the bat. Don't you? Sure you do. If somebody claims they know something, they don't know anything yet as they ought to know it, as it could be known. Compared to what God knows, drop in the bucket. Most brilliant among us is little bitty child compared to God and His knowledge. Think about somebody who can stretch out the vastness of space. Do what He's done. The knowledge it takes, the understanding, we have not scratched the surface of. So we're not going to impress Him with how much we know. God, I've got 5 degrees in ancient languages. Really? Does He care about that? No. Is that a big thing? Is He impressed by that? No. What touches Him? What touches Him? The eyes of the Lord are searching to and fro throughout the whole earth. What's He looking for? Smart ones. Intelligent people. What's He looking for? There are a lot of people going, no. That would have passed up some of us, wouldn't it? I mean, if He'd have been looking for the smart ones. Who's He looking for? Who's He looking for? Those whose heart is perfect are wholehearted towards Him, that He may show Himself strong on their behalf. Not everybody, to them, on their behalf. God is going to show Himself not to everybody. Not to everybody. Not to everybody. You know, it's something to think about. When Jesus came to the earth, there were a lot of people on the planet who never even knew He came during those 34 years. And there were a whole lot of people in His own country that didn't care. Yep. And He didn't reveal Him. God didn't reveal Him to everybody, but to certain ones. And when He was raised from the dead, do you remember the scripture? Right. He revealed Himself to everybody? No. No. Certain ones.
That's right.
Why? And people scoff and mock about it and go, sure, God spoke to you. Sure, He revealed. And that would show a reason why He didn't do it to them. You hear the way they talk about it. Because somebody that loved Him, if it's real, they'd go, He did? Ooh. You are blessed. Let me touch you. Is that right? You saw the Master? Oh. I'm going to see Him too. Sooner or later, I'm going to see Him too. Is that right? But people that scoff and mock, you can tell they don't have that hunger for it. They don't want it. Oh, I do. Do you?
Yes.
I do. Do you want to see Him?
Yes.
Do you want to hear Him?
Yes.
Oh. 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 There is nothing. I've experienced some of His love. Just like you. I remember some years ago, I was in the floor one night late, early in the morning, I guess, praying. And man, the Holy Spirit came in the room. And the love of God. I was actually praying for somebody. And the love of God, His love for them, came in me. And I just kind of fell limp on the floor. And I cried. And nobody in the room but me and him. And cried and laughed. And after an hour, I said, Lord, this is where I want to live, right in this forever. And that's what the environment of heaven is. The Lamb is the light. When you step out and the light hits you in heaven, it's love shining right on your face. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than pure, perfect love. But who's going to get a taste of that? And who's going to find out the fullness of it later on? Not everybody. Who? Who? Those that love Him. John 14, are you there? I am believing that you and I, here watching online by the internet, our love for Him is coming up. Will you believe that with me? That we will see what we need to see and changes will be made. And come on, somebody said out loud, my love for my God is increasing. See, he talks in our scripture that we've got over the building there in Branson, exceeding faith and abounding love. Can your love increase? Can it abound and overflow? Well, for God and for each other. In John 14, verse 21. Now, the prophet said, you are a God who hides yourself. So we said, well, I thought He's a God who reveals Himself. He's both. Depends on who you're talking about. There are a bunch of folks in the earth who don't want God. They've seen some glimpses of Him. What we just read in Romans, there's not a being on the planet that hasn't seen some glimpses of Him. If they had chosen to receive and believe that, they'd have found out more. But many did not. They shut it down. They refused it. And we just read in Romans, your mind gets darkened. Your heart gets darkened. You don't see anymore.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.